Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Meseches Ksubis has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Rav Yaakov ben Matisyahu Zatzal, and Chaya Bas Pesach.
On the bottom of the Daf Peizayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the halacha that Eid Echad is made, the Rishtar or Ksuba is paid, that in order for the Malva to be Gaiver is Chayiv, or for the Isha to be Gaiver or Ksuba, she has to swear. Rabbi Bar Chama understood that it's a shvu d'iraisa, because an eid echad is kam l'shvu. The Gemara Darshan is layakam eid echad be'ish l'chalavin l'chalchatos, avol kamu l'shvu. So therefore, Rabbi Bar Chama understood that the shvu of the isha that she's nishba against the eid echad that says that the ksuvu was paid is m'diraisa. So Rava said there are two kashas on that. First of all, she's a nishbas v'naiteles. Here she's taking, whereas all shvois in the Torah are nishboin v'niftarim, but the person swears and is potter from paying, whereas over here she's collecting based on her shvo. And secondly, ein nishboin al kfiras shibud karkois. And since the ksuba is a shibud karkois, how could we say that it's a shvo m'diraisa? So Rava answered, the shvo by eid echad made, she peru is only m'dirabonon. M'diraisa, she has a ksuba, she has a star, she could be goyva. Midrabanan, they were masakin that she should swear to calm the husband down. And since the shvu is only a shvu midrabanan, therefore one can swear shvu midrabanan on karkois or on shibud karkois also. Actually, the Shach learns from this Gemara in Siman Tzadik Hei Sif Katan Hei that it's a general rule that any shvu midrabanan one can swear on karkois. Shvu as a Mishnah, like the shvu of Begemes or Edechad Meid Shri Prua, or a regular Shvuas Heses, which is not included in our Mishnah. Still, the rule is that by Yeshua Midrabanon, one can swear on Karkois. Now, according to that, we have to understand, the Hagos HaShri brings a kasha from Rabbi Yaakov Mikorvil. How can one say, Ishtavali Dle Praticha, a leva, who the malva, is toiveya him with a shtar? And the leva says, I paid you, and he demands that the malva swear that he wasn't paid. The halacha is he can demand such a shvua. Ashtar shibud karkois. How could he make him swear that the leva didn't pay him yet? So the Hagos HaShri answers, it's talking about that he wrote to him beferush that he's meichel the shibud that he has in the karkois. The shibud is only shibud metaltalin, therefore the leva can be mechayev of the shvua to swear that it wasn't paid up yet. However, l'chayr, the kasha that he asks is a pella. According to what we explained in the Gemara, that Yeshua Midrabanon is shaykh to be sworn on karkois, the shvu of Ishtved Lidle Praticha, swear to me that I didn't pay you back, is only Yeshua Midrabanon. Midiraisa, when there's a shtar, he can't demand a shvu like that. Therefore, l'chayr, the terrorist to his kasha is pashit. It's a shvu Midrabanon. Yeshua Midrabanon is shaykh to be sworn on karkois. And the Gos HaShri right afterwards brings a kasha that the Ri asked, according to the shita that holds shibud is the araisa, that when one lends money, even a milva alpeh, the araisa, the karka is meshubid to the malva. How is it ever shayach a case that one is nishba min atayra by maidav amixis? If the leiva says, I don't owe you 500 like you're demanding, I owe you 300, according to the shita that holds shibud the araisa, it's a kfira shibud karkois. So the Hagos HaShri over here and Taisus and Bav Metzia Deft Aleph Amud Beis answer, it's talking about that he doesn't have any karka, therefore there was never a shibud karkois on this loan. Or Taisus adds in Bav Metzia that it's talking about he was meichel the shibud karkois, as we mentioned before from the Hagos HaShri, the same idea. Other than that, it comes out from Taisus and the Hagos HaShri, which is really a Mardechai, that in a regular halva, since she would do the araisa, if there was no mechila and the loiva owns karka, a shvua of maid and mixes would be impossible on such a halva because it's kfir shibud karkois. However, Taisus and Bometzia continues and says a svara that even if you hold she would do the araisa, it's possible to say that by every milva alpeh, it will be shaykh to swear. And we won't call it a kfira shibud karkois, because although the Araisa Shibud the Araisa and his Karkois are Meshubid, and the Halva is a Shibud Karkois, still, since Chazal were Oiker, the Shibud Midrabanon by every Milva Alpe, we don't want to be Mafsa the Lukuchais, and therefore we say there is no Shibud by a Milva Alpe, unless there's a Shtar which creates a coil and buyers know to be aware. If there's no Shtar, the Chachamim said there is no Shibud. So, since the Chacham said there's no Shibud, it says if he was Meichel, because he knows he's never going to get a Shibud on the Karkois, so it's as if he was Meichel Behedya, and therefore one can, in fact, swear on such a Halvo. That the Chachamim undid the Shibud makes it that Midiraisa is as if he was Meichel the Shibud, and therefore Midiraisa there's no Shibud. However, Reb Chaim in Chiddush HaGrach HaLashas brings Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. What happens if a woman is tevei her ksuba from her husband? The husband says the ksuba was a ksuba of an almana and she only gets 100. And the wife is tevei a ksuba of a psula and she's tevei a 200. The Rambam says that the husband has to swear a shvua madiraisa of maidu mixas. And the Ravid says that's impossible. It's a kfir shibud karkois, as we learned in our sugya, that swearing on a ksuba it can't be Midiraisa because it's Shibud Karkois. The Magen Mishnah answers, Pshat in the Rambam is, since after the Takanas HaGa'inim, we are Goiva Ksuba from Metaltalim, therefore it's a Shibud both on Karka and on Metaltalim. In such a case, we will be Mashbia, the husband, for Maidu Mixus, because he's Koifer, a Chiyuv of Metaltalim also. And for that, he'll swear. Al-Kapon Reb Chaim understands that if there is a chiyuv both on karka and on metaltlin, in such a case it won't be considered a kfir as shibud karkois, rather he could swear because of the shibud metaltlin that he's being kaifer on. Therefore, every milval peh, there won't be a problem to swear because, true, he can't swear on the shibud karkois, but on the shibud metaltlin he could swear. And really, even where there's a shtar, if there's a shibud both on karka and on metaltlin, he could swear for the Hakhasha on the Metaltalin. However, by Ksuba, Ksuba is different. Ksuba, the only Chiyuv is on Karka. Ksuba is not Nigvas from Metaltalin. In such a case, it's not going to be Shayach to swear because it's swearing solely on a Kfiras Shibut Karkois, which is not Machayev Shvua. Reb Chaim is along Arichos, we can't go through all the rites, but Al Koponim, Reb Chaim says the Rambam has a different Mahalach and understanding. It has to be a shibud entirely on karkois. If there's a mchiv on metaltlin just as well, then it can be mechayiv a shvua, and that's the case that will be mechayiv a shvua smaydu mixus by every milva alpe, which is an alternate way of answering Taisus's kasha and the Mordechai's kasha that we mentioned before. That true shibud adiraisa, true there's a shibud karkois even by a milva alpe minatayr. But since there's also a chiyuv to pay from the metaltalin, he can swear on that. Now, continuing on in the Gemara, Rav Papa said on the top of Peches Amud Aleph, Ipikeachu, if the husband is wise, he'll be mechayev reshvum midiraisa. What's he going to do? He'll give her ksuba in front of one eid, and then he'll have both eidim compare notes together in Bezdin. They'll both be made together that she got her ksuba, and he'll say that the first time he paid was a halva. When she denies it and says, I only got the second nesina, I didn't get the first one, they echod will be mashbia her that she got money. And since there's no shtar, it's not a kfir shibud karkois, and she'll be swearing to pater herself to be inishba b'nifteres. So this way he causes her to swear a shvua d'iraisa. On this the Gemara asks, how could he possibly mitzdarev the two edim to form one edus? Each one is made on a separate nesina, and if she'll be kaifer against both of them, and swear shvua derabban against both, she'll be able to be tevei her ksuba a third time. So what kind of an eid is that? To pay her the ksuba a second time in front of one eid. That one eid can't do anything with the first eid. So the more answer is that he pays a second time in front of two edim, and therefore she can't be kaifer the second nesina, and then he's teveya the first nesina based on the eid echad. Tosfos asks a kasha. When the Gemara asked, what kind of an eitzah is that? To give a second time in front of one eid, because the eid echot from the second nesina can't be mitzaref to the eid echot from the first nesina. Tosfos asks, it's machlekes in Masechtas Sanhedrin, daf lamed. If two separate eidim who saw something as an eid echot can be mitzaref. If Reuven saw a halva between the malva and the loiva on Sunday, and Shimon saw a halva between the malva and the loiva on Monday, they can be mitzaref as two eidim to be machayiv the malva to pay the loiva. That shita's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that in such a case, you don't need a riya ka'achas. So why does the Gemara say, how could you mitzaref the eid echot that saw the first nesina, to the eid echot that saw the second nesina? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds that you could be mitzaref two eid echods in such a case. So Tosfos has a hard time understanding the Gemara's kasha. Now, l'chayr, this Tosfos's kasha is quite shver. When Reuven is made on a halva that happened on Sunday, and Shimon is made on a halva that happened on Monday, that their mitztarif is not to be mechayiv two halvois. It's mechayiv one halva. Both edus come together to make one chiyuv, not two chiyuv. If that's the case, all that we're going to gain by the tzirif of those two edus is that she can't be makrish one piroin. But to say that there were two piroinos of a ksuba, that's impossible. They're just mitztarif to say that he gave her the ksuba once, and that shitaka can't be makrish. There's two edim that say she got the ksuba. But how is he going to get his first piroin back? He already used up the edus of the first aid to be mitztarif to the edus of the second aid to say that there was one piroin, not two. And the Marashob lives Sarachion on Taisus' kasha. The Maramshif also seems to have this kasha on Taisus' kasha. He just defends what Taisus is saying as to explain why Rashi, that said that there's a chashash that she'll be goyva a third time, that's an exaggeration, that's impossible. Because we'll be mitztaref the edus of the first aid and the edus of the second aid to say that there was definitely a piroin of a ksuba. But to get back, to retrieve the first nesina that he gave her, based on the edus of the eid echod, that's impossible. He's only mitztarif that there was one piroin and not that there were two. The Rashash also says the same idea that we mentioned, that the Gemara is asking that you can't use the same aid for two different koiches. That means if you were mechayv her a shvua based on the edus of the first aid, you can't turn around and say that the eid echod of the first nesina is mitztarif to the eid echod of the second nesina. He was already made. He used up his kayach edus for the first nesina to be mechayiv her a shvua. And the other way around also, if you're going to mitztarif him to the second aid to be made as two aidim on the second piroin, then how could you turn around and use him as an aid to mechayiv her a shvua on the first piroin? So as we said, the Gemara said not that he should pay her a second time in front of one aid, he should pay her in front of two aidim. Therefore, there's no way she could be makrish the second asina, and then he'll be teveya her eshua mediraisa based on the edus of the first aid, as he'll claim that wasn't the ksuba, that was alone, as he paid her the ksuba during the second asina. And then she'll taka come to eshua mediraisa. There's no shibud karkois here, and she will be nishbas in order to pater herself. Now, Rav Papa is giving an etz to the husband to be mechayiv her a shvua d'oraisa. What is the difference whether she's swearing a shvua d'oraisa or a shvua d'rabbanan? She had to swear regardless that she didn't get her ksuba paid up yet. Just it was only a shvua d'rabbanan. It's a shvua of the Mishnah, which is not as chomer. What is the difference between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan? So Rashi over here writes that the difference between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan is that a shvua d'oraisa is b'shem or kinui of Hashem's name, and he holds a sefer Torah when he swears. That's very serious. That's very chomer. A shvua d'rabbanan, Rashi writes, is a klolo ba'alma ke'en shalonu. There's no shame involved. There's no nikitas chefetz involved. Tosfos, however, in Dibur Maskal Maisi, proves from a Gemara in Gittin that even a shvua d'rabbanan, if it's done in Bezdin, requires a nikitas chefetz. At least according to the way Rashi explained over there. Now, Tosfos himself wants to say the difference between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan is regarding the halacha of a chashud. The halacha is if
A nitba is a chashud. He cannot swear. Someone who's chashud al shvua, bezin will not allow him to swear. So what do? We'd say the sheknegdoi, the person who's teveya, swears and he'll be a nishba benoito. What happens if the sheknegdoi, the teveya, is also a chashud who can swear? So the halacha is like Rabbi Abba and Daf Memzayin and Masech Shvuos, that chazer shvua l'muchuyiv lo. The shvur reverts back to the original person who was supposed to swear, the nitva, and that person can't swear because they're a chashid. So we say, mitoich she'ein yochel yishova mishalem. Since he can't swear, he has to pay. That is only by d'oraisa. By d'rabbanon, even if a person is a chashid on a shvur, and the shekenegdoi cannot swear either, we won't say, mitoich she'ein yochel yishova mishalem. We won't say that if it's a person who's nishba v'noitol, that the nitva is potter from paying because the teveya is a chashud. Therefore, the nafkamina over here in our Gemara is, if she were a chashuda ala shua, she couldn't swear. Normally, the husband would have to swear because he's the shekenegdoi, and he'd be potter. However, in a case where he's a chashud also, the shua goes back to her, and since she can't swear, and the shekenegdoi can't swear, since it's only a shua madirabanan, she gets her ksuba even without swearing. If it was a shua diraisa, she would not be able to. As we say, they can't swear in a case where the person's a nitva mishalim. And in a case where the person was a teveya, lu yitzur, there would be a shvu mediraisa in such a case, that person would lose. Taisa then says another nafkamina, whether it's a shvu mediraisa or shvu derabbanon, according to the shita in Masechta Shvuos Daf Mem Aleph, that we only do hepach shvua by the Rabbanan, not by the Araisa, that would be a nafkamina. Epech Shua is that if the person who's a nitva has to swear to pater themselves, the nitva could turn around and tell the Teveya, if you'd like, you can swear and take from me. I'll pay you. Now the onus of the Shua is on the Teveya. The Gemara in Masechta Shua says that this Kayach, Baldover has to switch the chiyuv shvua and put it on the person that's teveya him, that's only by a shvua midirabbanan. By a shvua diraisa, one cannot do that. Therefore, there's a nafkamina over here. Kol zman it's a shvua diraisa, the wife can say, if you'd like, you can swear, and this way, you won't have to pay me. And if the husband won't want to swear, she'll get the ksuba even without swearing. However, if it's a shvua diraisa, what the husband gains is she can't switch the chiyuv shvua onto him, and therefore, if she doesn't swear, he'll be patur from paying her. That's shitas atosfos, and that's actually shitas Rashi on the top of Pezayin Amud Beis. However, the Rosh doesn't accept that to the pshat over here, because the whole halacha of mepach shvua by drabbanon is only if the nitva is supposed to swear a shvua drabbanon. The nitva can tell the teveya, if you'd like something from me, swear, and I'll give it to you. And if you don't want to swear, leave me alone. I'm not swearing. In that case, the nitva is going to be potter. However, in our Gemara, even if it's only a chiv shvu madirabanan, when she has to be made that her ksuba wasn't paid yet, since she's a teveya, the Rosh says there's no way that a teveya, even by a shvu madirabanan, can be mepech the shvua onto the nitva to say either swear or pay me. And the reason is, the nitva could say, the chiyuv shvua is not on me, the chiyuv shvua is on you. If you want to be teveya for me, and you want to swear, gezuntayit, I'll pay you. But I'm definitely not swearing. Therefore, the Rosh says that in our sugya, even if it's only a shvua madirabbanan, she could never be mepach the shvua onto the husband, because the husband's a nitba. The husband can say, I'm not getting involved in shvuas. If you want to swear and take the ksuba, good. If you don't want to swear, I'm not swearing, I'm not paying you. The Rosh says, another nafkamina, whether it's a shvua diraisa or shvua dirabbanan, if she was typhus, without swearing, and she said she's not going to swear. So if it's a shvua diraisa, Bezdin will take it away from her. However, if it's a shvua derabbanan, Bezdin will not be yayud l'nachseha. However, the Ramban does write that mishamtinan lo, they'll put her in chayrin. The Ramban writes something else also, that if she was typhus, without being nishba, that will only work if she was typhus money. But if she was typhus metaltlin, since she can't be zeicha in these metaltlin by herself without
a shuma of Bezdin, she's going to have to give it back because she was never a zeicha in those metaltalon. Now, continuing on in the Gemara brings the halacha that Yisaimim of a Malva, who are Tevei, Yisaimim of a Loiva, have to swear in order to be Goiva, even though they have a shtar. The Gemara says that if the Yisaimim of the Loiva say, our father told us that he borrowed and he paid, in such a case, the Yisaimim of the Malva have to swear. However, if the Yisaimim of the Loiva tell the Yisaimim of the Malva, our father told us that he never borrowed from your father, in such a case, they're goiva with a shtar, even without swearing, because the klal is someone who says loy levisi, someone who says I didn't borrow at all, ka'imer loy parati domi. It's as if he was moida that he didn't pay, because if one doesn't borrow, they definitely didn't pay, and therefore, the yisayim of the malva can be goiva from the yisayim of the leiva, even without a shvua, as the ruchsa kafron, because we have a shtar that proves that there was a loan. And therefore, the Yisaimim of the Malva do not have to swear at all. Now, the Agos HaShri brings a Mordechai that brings from Rabbeinu Shmaryo that we see from our Gemara that if somebody tells a Malva, Lo Lovisi, I didn't borrow from you, he can't afterwards turn around and fix his words by saying, I didn't mean I didn't borrow. I meant when I said Lo Lovisi, I didn't stay as a loiva because I paid you. We find such a matartinan dibure in Masechta Krisus Daf Yud Beis when a woman says loynet meisi, she could be matarit her words by saying loyomadti betumasi. I didn't stay tummy as I was tayvul. So here too, theoretically, you might think that one can be matarit dibure and say when I said loy lovisi, I meant I didn't stay behalva because I paid you. Still from our Gemara, we see you cannot say that. Because if it was possible for one to be mitaretz diburei, to explain his words, and say that lo levisi means I didn't stay a loiva, if that was the case, then when the Yisaimim are tayin and bezin lo levisi, we would be mitaretz diburam through the kayach of taninim. We're always tayin for Yisaimim. We'll always give them the benefit of a possible taina. So why over here don't we say when the father told them Leila Visi, the father meant I didn't stay a loiva, I paid up. Elomai, when a person says Leila Visi, the understanding is clear cut that it's a hakhosha without any room to maneuver and explain his words to mean that he didn't stay a loiva. If it was possible to explain his words differently, we would do that automatically for Yisaimim through Taninan. However, Taisus in Masechta Shvuos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaskil Kol HaOmer, writes that the reason in our Gemara we don't do a Taninon for the Yisaimim and explain that the father meant Loi Levisi, that he didn't stay a Loiva, but there's no Huchza Kafron, because we're not going to do Taninon for a Milsa de Loi Shchicha. Although it's theoretically possible for a person to be Metaritz Diburei and to explain what he said, that he meant I didn't stay a loiva, but that's not shchiach. That's not a standard taina. And since it's not a standard taina, we don't do taninon in such a case. And that's also shita sataisus, daf pehei omid beis, and the tap taisus. Taninon b'milsad le'shchicha, we don't do. Now another point to mention in our sugya, the Gemara says that if the yisaimim of the loiva say, the father told them, loy lovisi, it's as if they were meida, that they didn't pay, because kol ha'imer lo levisi, kol ha'imer lo parati, and therefore, the yisaimim of the malva can be goiva even without a shvua. Now, there's a kasha that is bothering me very much. The yisaid of the halacha of kol ha'imer lo levisi, kol ha'imer lo parati, is based on the din that the loiva was meida, hodas bal din, that he didn't pay. Nobody pays a loan if he didn't borrow. Now the question is, here the yisaimim don't know anything. They're just hearing from their father. There's no real haidah. Now the halacha is, when somebody says loy levisi, that's only going to be considered a haidah that he didn't pay if it's done in front of Bezdin. In oifen words, clearly a haidah. Here, Yisaimim are just repeating what their father said. What the father told them in confidence doesn't necessarily have a din of a haidah. If that's the case, why do we say that they have a din of kol ha'imer loy levisi, kol ha'imer loy parati domi,
they were moida, they didn't pay. All they're repeating is a conversation they had with their father that had no halachic significance. The father could say, if he was asked while he was still alive, what did that mean? He could say, Mashata Yisibach, I was kidding around. It didn't mean anything. It has no halachic ramifications. If that's the case, why do we say when the Yisayman repeats something their father told them, that it's considered as if they were moida, that they didn't pay? It doesn't have it in Hoido Bechlal, since it wasn't in a form of Bezdin, in a real setting for a proper Hoido. Baruch Hashem, I found the Birchas Avrom deals with this kasha, and he offers two tirutzim. First, he answers that, according to the Shmaitza, if somebody believes his friend, and then repeats what his friend told him in Bezdin, even if he doesn't know on his own cognizance, it still has a din of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, or if it's dealing with Mamanis, it has a din of Haidas Baldin. And therefore, since the children believed their father, and they repeated it as if it was a fact, it has a halacha of Haidas Baldin, and therefore, it in turn has the effect of Haidas Baldin that the father did not pay. L'chayr, the teretz is not so pashut, because when the children say the father said that it was paid, they don't necessarily have to be tining that b'tar bari. They could be saying it's possible there wasn't a loan, and therefore we're asking for proof. It's not muchach from their taina that they necessarily were moida ahidas baldin. However, the Birchas Avraham answers a second teretz, a beautiful svara, that over here it's not that when the Yisayim say the father told us he didn't borrow, the melech should be as if he said he didn't pay, that it has a din of Hoidas Baldin. Rather, it's the other way around. Beside, there shouldn't be any Chiv Shvua on the Yisayim of the Malah, Meikir Hadin. They have a shtar. Why do they have to swear? The only reason they swear is because Taninon, maybe if the father was alive, he would Taino, Ishtvalid Loi Praticha. Swear to me that I didn't pay you already. If he was talking to the Yisayim of the Malva, he would make him swear, Shvuas HaYarshim, that they don't know of any payment. However, when these Yisayim of the Leiva say, our father told us, he never borrowed from your father, Memela, since the Leiva himself, according to his Taina, would have been Mechaif himself, because Kolaymer Loi Levisi, Kolaymer Loi Parati Dami, and he told his children that he never borrowed, Memela, there's not going to be any taninon for the Yisayimim that the father could have told the Yisayimim of the Malva, Ishtabalid Le Praticha. If the father would have gotten up and said, Loi Levisi, he'd be chayiv on the spot. He wouldn't be able to say, Ishtabalid Le Praticha. Therefore, Lagabi, the halacha of taninon, to mechadesh, that the Yisayimim of the Malva have to swear to the Yisayimim of the Loiva, because of a taino that the Loiva himself could have said to mechayiv, the Yasmi of the Malva, to swear, by saying a taina of Loi Levisi, b'shem their father, they basically pulled the carpet from under the svara of saying taninon. As we know, if the father would have tained to the Yisayim of the Malva what he told his children, they would be goyva without a shvua. Therefore, regarding the halacha of taninon, the children of the Loiva will not be able to use their father's kayach to mechayev the yasmi of the malva a shvua, because according to what they say, the father's taina towards the yasmi of the malva does not deserve any chayev shvua mitzad the yasmim of the malva. Therefore, it doesn't have to work mitzad hudas baldin. It's not because they were moida that they never paid. All they did is they reiterated their father's taina. Although it may not have the halachic kayach of Ahadas Baldin, it's enough to undo the kayach to create a ta'aninon. Now another point in this halacha is it's clear in our sugya, if the yisayim of the malva are tevei, the yisayim of the loiva, and the yisayim of the loiva say, our father told us he borrowed and he paid already, that the yisayim of the malva have to swear to the Yisayim of the Leiva, the Shvuas HaYarshim, that they don't know of any payment that took place. If the Yisayim of the Leiva say, our father told us he never borrowed in the first place, the Yisayim of the Malva are goyva from the Yisayim of the Leiva, even without a Shvuah, because Kolaymer Le Levisi, Kolaymer Le Parati. What happens if they didn't say anything? The Yisayim of the Leiva didn't say our father told us he paid. They didn't say our father told us he never borrowed. They were quiet. What's the halacha? Do the Yisayim of the Malva have to swear to the Yisayim of the Leiva? Shvuas HaYarshim. So the Bala Itur holds, and actually he's brought down Lalacha in the Shach in Simen Kuches Sivkot and Yudzayin, that if the Yisayim of the Leiva didn't say anything, there's no chiyuv shvua on the Yisayimim of the Malva. Why? I, Taninon, just like the father of the Yisayim of the Leiva, namely the Leiva himself, could have told the Yisayim of the Malva, swear to me that you don't know of any payment. So why don't we say that Koyach of Taninon passes down to his children, to the Yisayim of the Leiva? The Bala Itur understands that we only say Taninon liyasmi if it's Yisayimim against a regular gadol. However, when Yisayimim of one person are having a din Torah with Yisayimim of somebody else, we're not going to say Taninon for one group of Yisayimim to help them against a different group of Yisayimim. The lashon of the Bala Itur is she'ein tayanin liyayrish lechevasoi shel yayrish zeh. We're not going to help one against the other. Therefore, unless the Yisayimim of the Leiva say that our father told us it was paid, there will be no chiyuv shvua from the Yisayimim of the Malva to the Yisayimim of the Leiva. We will not do taninon to hurt the Yasmei HaMalva. However, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina hold that even in such a case where the Yisayimim of the Leiva don't say anything, they don't say parati, still, taninon luhu, just like the father could have mechayiv, the Yasmei of the Malva, Yishvua, Shleipa Kadnu Abba, the classic Shvuas HaYarshim, that they don't know of any payment, in this case too, we'll do a taninon and force the Yasmei HaMalva to swear, even though it's to the detriment of the Yisayimim of the Malva. Moving on in the Amud, the Gemara brings the case of the Mishnah, that if a woman gets her ksuba shlei b'fnei balo, she has to swear that she wasn't paid her ksuba yet. Rav Achasar Habira said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak that the halacha of being able to be goyva from somebody shlei b'fanav in his absence is only applicable to a woman being goyva her ksuba. We were chayshesh that women will be hesitant to marry because they're afraid that their husbands will go away and they won't be able to be goyver their ksuba. So mishum chino, because we want women to marry easily, they made a special kula to allow women to be goyver shalei b'fnei their ex-husbands. But that halacha is not shayach by any other bal chayv. We'll never allow somebody to be goyver money from his loiva if the loiva is not there. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman that this halacha is not just by ksubas isha, rather by every bal chayiv, the chachom or masakein, that if the loiva went away, the malva doesn't have to wait for him to come back, because if he would have to, it would create a situation of ni'ilas da'elas b'fnei lovin. Malvim would be scared to lend their money because the loiva might run away and he'll never be able to be goyva as chayiv. That's why the chachom or masakein, that a malva can be goyva from his loiva in the loiva's absence. And just like Ksubas Isha, he'll have to swear that he wasn't paid. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Chananu, who paskins that Maisim B'chol Yoim, we do not allow a Malva to take Nechosim of the Loiva, Shalei B'fanov, even though Rav Nachman says we do. In this case, the halacha is not like Rav Nachman. However, the Rif does paskin like Rav Nachman, Helchos HaKavosei, to Rav Nachman, that looks like Rav Nachman by Dinei Mamonis, and therefore we do allow a malva to be yoyred to the nechasim of the loiva in the loiva's absence. However, at first they have to send shluchim to the loiva to meidiah him, to let him know that the malva wants to be paid. And in such a case, once he knows, when they're tivei the loiva and he doesn't come to pay, the halacha is, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet, that nichse dibar inush inun arvin lei, the nechosim, the properties of a person, are his arevim, so to speak. And the halacha is, before you go collect from the arev, you have to try to collect from the loiva. If the loiva doesn't come, then you collect from the arev, from the nechosim. However, if it's impossible to send the message to the shliach, in such a case, the Rif paskins that were greater from the nechasim of the loiva, regardless. And that's how the Rosh paskins too. Now, the Rosh says more than that. That they have to send the shliach to find the loiva and be moidia him, that they're going to be greater from his nechasim, unless he comes and fights the claim, that's only if the shliach, Bezdin, who is going to inform the loiva, can go and come back within 30 days. However, anything longer than 30 days, we cannot ask the malva to wait to be paid, and therefore, Bezdin will go to the nechasim of the loiva even in the absence of the malva, even without letting him know. And in the case where Bezdin cannot inform him and have the shliach come back within 30 days, if it'll take longer than that, Bezdin will go and take from the nechasim immediately. Now, of course, when the malva is going to be geiva from the nechasim of the loiva, shlei b'fanav, the Rambam writes that there are three tnoyim that have to be met first. First of all, he has to have a shtar, that's mekuyim. Therefore, there's no question about the actual chayiv. Secondly, he has to prove that his baal chayiv is in a medina rechayka, that it'll take more than 30 days for the shliach to go and come back. And number three, he has to prove that these nechasim are actually in the reshus of the loiva. With those three tnayim met, he will have to swear. He wasn't paid yet. At that point, Bezdin will go to the nechasim of the loiva and be geiva shalei b'fana. And that shvua is the shvua in our Mishnah that nifrash shalei b'fanav has to be nishba before their geiva. Now that's clear from our sugya that the halacha that a baal chayiv can be geiva from his loiva shalei b'fanav, and even by a isha that she's geiva her ksuba from her ex-husband shalei b'fanav, that's not meikar din, that's mitakana. As Rav Nachman explains, it's only because shalei yehei kol echad ve'echad ha'lech l'mdinas hayam after he borrows money, and it'll create an ilas delas. The question is, why don't we say medina? The person that has a shibud on the leivas nechasim, why can't he be geiva shalei b'fanav? The Rosh in Simon Chav Ches, at the end of the perek, is mesupik whether if a husband patered his wife from having to swear when she's geiva ksuba, does that include also the shvua of nifras shalei b'fanav? And the Rosh explains, because me'ikir adin, the wife would not be able to be geiver ksuba shlei b'fnei habal. Why? Because we're cheshinon that the husband already paid her and she wrote him a receipt. She wrote him a shaver. And if he was here, he would present the shaver. Or it's possible he gave her tsrari. He once gave her a satchel, so to speak, full of money to cover her ksuba in case he's not there. A chacham made a takana and allowed her to be geiva shlei b'fanav. So it's possible over there, the Rosh says, that the p'tur mishvua will not be applicable. Because in such a case, when it's not b'fanav, she definitely could be meiz, and therefore the p'tur was not meant in such an instance. However, he says that the halacha is the p'tur is applicable in all the shvuas in the Mishnah. Getting back to what we asked, in the Rosh's words, it's clear that the reason the Chacham had to make a takana to allow the Isha to be geiver her ksuba shlei b'fnei abal and to allow a malva to be geiver the chayv shlei b'fnei aloiva is because we're chayshish, maybe he paid already, and the malva or the husband gave a shaver. B'chozo is the Chacham were mesakein that they can be geiver shlei b'fneihem. However, from the Rosh's words, we understand that the chashash is it was paid and there was a shaver. That's why we have to come on to a special takon. I saw in the Sefer Ha'oros V'Tziyunim on Perek HaKosev, he wants to suggest that there really is another reason why we need a takana to allow the Ishab to be geiver ksuba shlei b'fnei habal and to allow the malva to be geiva, the chayiv shlei b'fnei aloiva, because if not for this takana, the halacha is that you cannot go and be teveh the orev unless you're teveh the leiva first. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra that we mentioned before. And since the Gemara allows the malva to be given from the nechasim of the leiva, even without being tevea the leiva, of course we mentioned lekatchila, if it's possible, we make the malva send the ishliach of Bezdin, if he can go and come back within 30 days to inform the leiva of the pending din Torah. But in a case where that's not possible, the Gemara says that he can be given from the nechasim of the leiva without actually being teveya from the leiva first. That is against the Ikar Din. The Ikar Din is you normally have to be geiva from the leiva first. If the leiva can't pay, then you go to the Ariv. Therefore, it's very understandable why we need a special takana and it's not Ikar Hadin. Now, another interesting nekuda regarding this takana, the Ritva writes, Rav Nachman did not say this halacha only if he borrowed the money over here and the leiva went away to a different place. However, in a case where the halva took place in place X, and the malva found the chasm of the leiva in place Y, in such a case, we do not say that the malva can be goyva shleiva fnei haleiva. Rather, in such a case, the malva has to go after the leiva to the place of the halva. And the svara l'chayr is very pashut. The reason that they made the takana is a person shouldn't borrow money and go away to another place. In the Ritva's case, that's not what happened. The malva found the nechasim of the leiva not in the place of the halva. In such a case, we don't say the takana and the malva has to be geiva from the leiva befanov. Now, further on in the blat and now in Beis, the Gemara has several approaches trying to explain the machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, "Kol zman she tevas k'zubasa hayoshin mashbiyin aisa." When she is tevei or ksuba, the yoshin can be mashbiyah her. If she's not tevei or ksuba, the yoshin are not mashbiyah her. What is that talking about? So the Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis suggests that the machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, is the same machlekes as Abishol ben Eima Miriam and the Chachamim. Abishol ben Eima Miriam says that although a man wrote a ptur to his wife that she doesn't have to swear and she doesn't have to make a neder when she's being tevei or her ksuba, still Abishol ben Eima Miriam said, Ma esa shari amru chachamim haboli param nechsi yisayim leyifra el b'shvua. And therefore, even if the husband patterned her from making a neder or a shvua to be geiva her ksuba, if she's going to be geiva from yisayimim, she's going to have to swear regardless of the ptur. The chachamim hold that a ptur is valid even when she's being teveya from the yisayimim. If he said le neder, le shvua, or neki neder, neki shvua, as the Gemara says, anaf pezayin omad aleph, according to the chachamim, that works even against yisayimim. So the Gemara wants to say, that's the machlekes Reb Shimon and the chachamim. Reb Shimon is really referring to the Mishnah on the bottom of Pevav Amud Beis, that if the husband wrote to her, neder shvua ein li alayich, v'loy li yarshai, my yarshim can be mashpia you also, and she wants to be goyva her ksuba from the yarshim, they can't be mashpia her, as the ptur patters her from swearing to the yarshim. Reb Shimon over here argues and says, kol zman she tevas ksuba, so as long as she's tevei her ksuba, the yarshim can be mashpia her. And that, the Gemara says, as we said, is the machlekes Abishol and the Chachamim. Now, the Rosh asks a kasha on the Rif. The Rif paskins, like the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, that if a husband wrote to his wife, neder shvua ein li v'lo li yarshay alayich, that he pattered her from swearing even to the Yarshim, that she can be given the ksuba without a shvua from the Yarshim also. Yet, the Gemara paskins mefurish, like Abishol by name of Miriam, that in a case where there is a ptur from swearing, still she has to swear, as Abishol says, Ma esa bariyam rachacham mabali param nechsi yisayimim leifer l'beshua. Anybody who's geiver from yisayimim has to swear. L'chayor it's a stiram sak. If you pass on like Abishol by name of Miriam, she has to swear to the yisayimim to be geiver the ksuba, even when there is a ptur. That's against the Mishnah that says that if he pattered her from swearing to the Arshim, she doesn't have to swear. So the Rosh explains that Abishol ben Eima Miriam is mechayev the almana to swear to the yisaimim, even when there's a patur, it doesn't mean that he patured her explicitly from swearing to the yarshim, like it says in the Mishnah. It's talking about the case of lo neder v'lo shvua, niki neder, niki shvua. In such cases that the Gemara mentions on Daf Peizayin Omer Aleph, only there, Abba Shaul ben Eimim Miriam says like this, really the loshin of niki neder, niki shvua, or even lo neder, lo shvua, is mashma that she doesn't have to swear even to the yarshim. Still, the Chachamim said that such a patur is not going to be enough to undo the takana of the Chachamim of Habali Parah Menechsi Yisayimim Leifra El B'Shvua. However, if he patterned her mefurish from swearing to the Yarshim also, the Rabbi Shaul ben Eimim Miriam is made to the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and therefore she's going to be potter. Even though the Chacham made a takana, they didn't make a takana to swear to the Yisayimim where she got a patur explicitly from swearing to the assignment. That's the Rosh Peshitas Harif. However, the Rosh asks on that, from our sugi, it's mochach not like that. Our sugi is mochach that Abba Shaul holds, even in the case of the Mishnah, where he patterned her explicitly from swearing to the assignment, she still has to swear. Because the Gemara over here says that Reb Shimon is arguing on the Chachamim, on the Mishnah, on Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says if he patterned her from swearing to the Yisayimim, she doesn't have to swear. And Reb Shimon says, Kol zman she tevas ksubasa, as long as she's teveh the ksuba, the Yarshim mashpiyan oisa, even if she got a patur from the Yarshim. And the Gemara here says that Reb Shimon is shitas Abba Shaul ben Eimim Miriam. It comes out that Abba Shaul ben Eimim Miriam argues on the Mishnah. And he holds, even if there's an explicit patur from swearing to the Yarshim, she still has to swear. If that's the case, the original Kashna comes back into play. It's a stira and psak. If we pass him like the Mishnah, and we pass him like Abba Shaul ben Eimim Miriam, it's a stira. So the Rosh explains, when the Gemara over here says that Reb Shimon is the same sheet as Abba Shaul ben Eimim Miriam, it doesn't mean he holds exactly like Abba Shaul. What the Gemara means to say is, it's the same idea as Abba Shaul. But not only does he hold of Abba Shaul Shita, he takes it to a new level. Abba Shaul says that when he said Niki Neder, Niki Shvua, it's mashma that he patters her from the Yisayimim, but the Chachamim said that the Ptur doesn't apply. Reb Shimon holds that the logic is correct, that the Chachamim made a takana even where it's against the mashmos of the Ptur, but Reb Shimon takes Abba Shaul Shita to a new level. Abba Shaul holds that if he was paid to her, behedya, mefurish, from swearing to the Yisayimim, in such a case, Abba Shaul is moida to the Tana of the Mishnah, and that Pei Vav Amud Beis, that she's potter from swearing to the Yisayimim. Reb Shimon takes the Shita a step further and says, even in such a case, she has to swear as the Chachamim forced her to swear when she's goyva from the Yisayimim, regardless of the Ptur that she got from her husband. However, Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos by us hold that Shitas Abba Shaul and Shitas Reb Shimon are one and the same, and they hold that Abba Shaul is mechayiv a shvua to the almana that wants to be goyva ksuba from the Yisayimim, even if the husband patted her behedya from swearing to the Yisayimim. Now the Ritva writes that even according to the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, that even if he patted her beferish, she still must swear to the Yisayimim, because the Chachamim made such a takana. Still, there is a way to get around having the Amana swear to the Yisayimim if they made a kinyan. If they made a kinyan to pater the Amana from swearing, in such a case, she won't have to swear, even according to Abba Shaul, even according to Reb Shimon. The Chalkas Mechaikik is upset with this. He says, if the Chacham made a takana, how could you be oikar to the takana even through a kinyan? However, the Beis Shmuel defends the Shita, and he brings it lahalacha, that if there was a kinyan, she can be given from the Yarshim without a shvua, even according to Reb Shimon, who is always mechayev a shvua. It could be the biur is that it's not that they're being oikar the takana's Chachamim by making a kinyan. Rather, what's happening is there is a shibud and a schus and the nechasim that she has. And Meila is not considered as one who's being goiva from nichsi yisoyimim as much as consummating a schus that she has in the nechasim. Therefore, it's not going to go under the category of Habali Param Nechsi Yisayim, Leifrael B'Shvua, as she herself has some sort of a schus in the Nechasim by herself. Now, just another Nekuda on this halacha. Although we say, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's actually how the Ramah paskins, that even if he patered her behedya from swearing to the Yarshim, she still has to swear, that's only if she's alive. However, if she died, or for whatever reason she cannot swear, in such a case, she definitely can be goyva without a shvua. And the reason being, me'ikar adin, as Abba Shaul says, when he patters her beferish from swearing to the Yisaimim, she shouldn't have to swear. It's just the chumra that the chumra mesakein the haboli parah menechsi yisaimim lifer ela b'shvua. That's only where it's possible for her to swear. In such a case, they weren't machmer and she could be goyva her ksuba as she really can make her a din as she's pater, as her husband patered her from swearing before she's goyva her ksuba.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.